Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I may have to download something to watch on the way to Vegas. I did entirely too much reading on my flights to and from San Diego.
What did you read?
I read a book about a journalist who was staked as Art Imitating Life, who was staked to go play in the World Series of Poker like 11 years ago.
Right.
I found it to be a fascinating read. And I read the shortest book I think Stephen King has ever written, Life of Chuck, the movie that's been out for the last few weeks that Kevin reviewed a few weeks ago on the show. I barely counted as reading a book because I think it was 110 pages long. Like, that's a short story more than a book, in my opinion. Like 110 pages? That's not a real book. Like a real book to me is a book that's like 300, 350 pages, 400. Like, that's a real book.
If I don't think anything written by Stephen King, if it's thicker than this, is a book.
Yeah, but it's 110 pages. And the book is small. It's like this big.
Was it entertaining?
It was entertaining. It was good. But it's hard to count it as a full book.
It's one more book than I've read this year.
I mean, it's not like...
Credit to you.
Valdez, it's not like I was reading It. You know how big It is? It massive. Is like... It's like this thick. This other book was this high, not this thick. It was like this thick. So I need to find some mindless TV to watch.
Was the font small? Because you can, you know... Back in the day, we would play with our papers medium by changing font size.
Medium-sized font. Oh, yeah. Right. Definitely would do that. Try to make the pages longer.
Yeah, use that, do an 8-page paper.
Use that Courier New.
Yeah. Mike Marr blew my mind, by the way. Coming back from the bathroom, he's tossing the ball with Drab. Mm-hmm. Drab is goofing on him for watching all of Squid Game Season 3, which I didn't even know was out yet. I had no clue.
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
I had no clue.
Yeah.
Have you seen the whole thing already?
I was so locked in on it yesterday. I mean, 6 episodes, final season. I broke it up into 2 parts. I was smoking and joking with my roommates earlier. Went and got bagels. Started Squid Game around noon.
Okay.
And then watched 3 episodes. And at 3:30, made lunch. Played a little Xbox. And then I wrapped up the final 3 episodes from like 6 to 9.
That's quite a day.
Yeah, I mean, it was incredible. Now I'm a little upset because I got nothing to look forward to go home and watch tonight. So, you know, any recommendations?
I heard you talking about it. I'm a binger.
Sounds like a productive Sunday.
If I find something that I really like, I'll do the same thing. You guys, a couple of you guys were saying you don't like to watch more than 2 episodes at a time.
If I find something I like, I don't want to blow it all in 1 or 2
sittings. What if it's something that's been out? Like when you started watching Breaking Bad, that was like a show that you... We're 5 years late to the party.
Yeah, I was late to the party, but I didn't...
You never watched more than 2?
I didn't sit down like Mike Marr and burn a whole Sunday watching them cook meth in their RV.
I know.
I savored it. I would do 1 or 2 episodes at a time because I'm a normal human being.
I can do it. I, I wasn't originally on board with Homeland.
Yeah.
And the first season, I was up in New Jersey, and my brother and his wife introduced me to Homeland.
Yeah.
And I was in, like, the family room. I can't remember if they had an extra room for us to sleep. I might have been, that might have been where I slept, because I just stayed up 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, and I finally cut myself off at, like, 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
Because it was so good back during the early Brody days of Homeland, and you're trying to figure out which side is he on.
Yeah.
It was so
good. That's hard to do. Just to stay up until 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning to watch these shows. Yeah, I mean, we couldn't do it now. We couldn't do it now.
Oh, I could do it now.
I know you could. You and I couldn't do it.
Oh, by the way, when I was leaving for the airport yesterday morning in San Diego, I left at roughly 4:10 in the morning. There was a bar up the street, like 2 blocks away from the hotel. People are leaving the bar at 4:10 in the morning.
Is that what they call the Gaslight District?
I don't know if that gas lamp district.
Was it gas lamp?
Not 100% sure.
Jason should know. He lived there.
I was 18.
Somebody tweeted that.
Gas lamp.
I guess there were like shenanigans going on in the gas lamp. Like people were tweeting, the place is out of control. They're like, Money Metal Cakes ruined everything. Like coming in. Now the gas lamp is just, people are just acting crazy. I have nothing to do with it. I don't even think I stepped foot in that area.
So your flight was at 7?
Flight was at 6:25.
6:20, wow.
But there are people like getting into Ubers and walking out the front of a bar at 4 in the morning.
Right.
I mean, what's going on in California? It's just lawlessness, apparently.
Explain to me what's going on in Idaho.
Oh, I can't. I mean, it's a horrible, horrible situation where, I guess, a sniper...
There's a blaze. There's firefighters.
Lure firefighters to a spot to put out the fire, and then he's just... firing on them with a sniper rifle from...
He killed two of them,
and he killed two firefighters.
Did they find him yet?
Well, he
think the SWAT team killed him.
Okay.
Dead.
So they found a dead guy, well, and they think it was
I don't
him.
Know if they killed him or if he killed himself. I don't know what the outcome was.
But there was a SWAT team that was brought there.
Definitely.
While the fire was going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So Idaho has that, and they've got that... I forget the guy's last name. Is like Copelman or whatever, that whack job.
Oh, the guy who murdered people at the university?
Yes, I
believe. I don't remember his name.
I believe it's Brian.
Starts with a K.
Kohlberger.
Kohlberger.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that trial starts pretty soon.
To be fair, he lived at Washington State. He was a student there, crossing over the border.
Yeah.
Drab's claiming him as a Washington guy.
It's a lot to put on Idaho. And
it is, yeah.
There aren't many people. Sorry, Idaho, if I slandered you.
I think Drab generally sticks up for most of that area of the country.
Well, Coeur d'Alene, where this was, is right by Spokane.
Coeur d'Alene is like his famous resort town.
Yeah. Beautiful. I can't believe that. I mean, there are a lot of Nazis up in the hills.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But it is a beautiful place, yeah. Well, that's where the Aryan Nation.
Oh, there's a lot of white supremacists that.
Back in the day.
Okay.
In the 90s. I think the guy's named Butler or something like that. He had a compound out there.
Ah, okay.
Big Aryan Nation spot. I've seen, I when I was a kid, I remember like going to Coeur d'Alene and there was a Nazi parade.
Okay.
Going down Main Street.
That's
the wildest thing I've ever seen.
That is bizarre.
Yeah.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
By the way, getting back to Squid Game 3, I know this is kind of this segment's all over the place. What was your review on it, Mike Marr? No spoilers, because I'll probably be watching it as I'm flying over all the flyover states on the way to Nevada.
And just to piggyback, once you give that review, did anybody see F1?
Well, a lot of people saw it.
No, but I mean here.
Drab said he was going to see it this weekend. He didn't.
I ran out of time.
I watched like the first hour.
And?
Oh, love that it. Can't be good. Oh, really?
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
He's the anti-Mike Marr. He's saving some for later.
Yeah, movie you're supposed to watch from start to finish.
Generally, but you could take breaks.
Yeah, well, it's a 2.5-hour movie. Ooh. So
it's a long one.
Yeah.
You walked out of the theater an hour in?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, Dread.
Yeah. You get a tummy ache or something? Too much popcorn?
Yeah, Dread.
Yeah, he's going to go back and finish it.
Yeah, he walked out of
the theater. So Mike Marr, Squid Game is a banger?
Yeah, so no spoilers, but you know, online, Squid Game Season 3 is getting kind of a bad rep. So going into it, I wasn't really sure what to expect. I completely disagree. There were so many curveballs throughout the season. All the characters and storylines had great closure. And then at the very end, there's a great cliffhanger. So, Cakes, I think you'd enjoy it. As a Squid Game fan yourself, you would love it.
All right,
you know,
so hold on.
How do you consume it, by the way?
How do I consume it?
Yes. Do you do it via subtitles or do you do dub?
JP. Of course I use subtitles. I use subtitles on everything because I'm losing my hearing.
Ah.
Aside from sports.
But isn't that a choice? That show, because Korean, you can dub it?
No. I would never, and I mean never, use dubbed in language. Right. This butchered American English over top of the Korean that they're speaking. They speak Korean, I'm getting the American subtitles.
What do you do, Mike Marr?
English subtitles, I should say.
Mike Marr?
American.
Are you a subtitle guy or a dub guy?
I'm a dubbed English guy because I'm not doing all that reading. That is a ton of reading. Especially if you're watching 6 episodes in one day, you might as well go read, you know, the best Stephen King books out there.
You're listening to the horrible overdubbing?
Yeah,
it's
a little trifling because you can't tell because like the characters are like super passionate, but then it doesn't match up with like the English, you know, titles or whatever. I don't know. It's a little trashy, but I still like it.
I do that when I watch the same. Yeah.
Now is this the final season? Did you say that? Or you said there's a cliffhanger?
There's a little cliffhanger there. You're gonna have to watch for yourself.
Oh, you gotta watch it. Oh.
It's not gonna be the final season. It's too popular.
There's gonna be 10 of them.
Yeah. Why would creator stop making it because it's just a money making machine.
Let's just say they're taking it on the road.
I mean, that's all right. I mean, how is that not a spoiler?
Like the goal track. Seems like a spoiler.
I mean, Squid Game's coming to America. I mean, I don't know what's happening now.
By the way, that's TV 101, season 4, move location.
Where is
bringing a baby?
Where is the current?
Korea.
Oh, it's in Korea.
Yeah. I mean, as far as I know, the first 2 seasons were set in Korea.
Yeah, they're in Korea, but like the games are played on an island, like off the coast of like some random area.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Middle
of
nowhere.
But it's in Korea.
Yeah.
Like it's off of the mainland of Korea. Last time I checked.
All right.
Well, you just let me know how it is.
Well, you haven't seen Squid Game season 1, episode 1.
0.
Yeah, but if he found out Taylor Sheridan was involved, he'd be all over it.
That's right. Taylor Sheridan's my guy.
I mean, you would just rather watch a random, like, D-backs Padres game. I'd rather watch Squid Game.
Yeah, Jason knows nothing about player 456. No file.
No. He's got nothing.
What is that?
He got some game.
What's 456?
He's like the main character.
Yeah, I don't know his name.
So there's no name, it's just numbered?
Yeah, the people are numbered. The contestants are numbered.
Mm-hmm. Sounds interesting.
A lot of their days are numbered, too. a lot of donks die in Squid Game, in case you didn't know.
Got to take a break a little bit later in the program. Coming up at 8:45, our pal Neil Greenberg is going to join us, fill us in on what the Caps have been up to. Yeah, the NHL draft. And remember, we have Adam Sandler tickets to give away coming up at 9:25.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.